the last of it, when it was getting down to nothing, you know, because if you keep running it, when you run all your stuff out, then you go to getting stuff like water, you know, it'll go back to water, but you catch it in between it up. When you're making that shanty, and just before it get too weak, that's good drinking. It ain't so strong, you know. And then you just keep running, and it'll get just the water. You can just drink it just like water, you know.
That was the low one.
That's the low one, yeah.
Did people ever call that shanty anything like moonshine?
Moonshine.
White light?
Yeah, moonshine, white light. That's the name for it. Still the name for it. I saw a fellow about 3 months ago. He had something in, had 2 or 3 bottles of that stuff. I said, what in the world that you got? I got some shanty. Still shanty. Hmm. Yeah. He still using that word on his shanty.
Well, sometimes people, when we're talking about that, tell me if they want to get some of that stuff. They usually fill it up to a certain point on the bottle, and if they like the fella, they might fill it the rest of the way up and say that was for lagniappe. Have you ever heard that word?
What is it?
Lagniappe.
No.
Which means a little extra.
Oh, I never heard that word. No,
yeah.
I never heard that word.
Yeah. Did you ever taste that shinny?
Yeah. I drank it. Yeah, goodness. I'm dragging supper. I drank that stuff. Old time we were coming out boys, you know. Yeah, my God, if you're drunk.
Could you get bad drunk on it?
You could get as drunk as you ever want to get up there. Your God, wouldn't take much of it to do it, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Fella, you sell that stuff. Back in those days, they wouldn't know how much proof it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How much proof in it? 90 proof. They have a 90 proof and didn't even know nothing. Hey, one old guy, a white fella, used to bring around here and sell it to us. He would say, we asked him, how much proof? 100 proof. But he hadn't doped that stuff up, you know. He had all kind of stuff in that stuff. You couldn't always drink that stuff he had.
Hmm.
Yeah, they would say, well, I didn't know nothing about it, but I was going by what those fellows were saying. They say fellows make a gallon, then he stretch it, make it go a gallon and a half, you know.
Diluted?
Yeah, yeah. And this guy, he didn't taste right. It tasted like a lot of snuff was in his, you know.
Snuff,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've heard that some of the steels they made that in weren't all that clean. You could get, you know, like lead poisoning or something like that from drinking that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of anybody getting real sick from drinking a bad batch?
No guys died from it.
Really?
Yeah. But they didn't push nothing like they do now, you know. Just fell down. He just say, he got poison. That's all he would say. He got poison. And that was the end of him. They didn't push nothing like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite naturally, you know, they couldn't. Or didn't have the know-how. People didn't. You die, you just die.
That's right.
You're no different, yeah. That's
dead.
Right.
Dead, dead.
You dead. Yeah, I know a lot of guys that say they got poison off that stuff. Yes, sir.
Hey, peaches raised around here?
No. Not. Well, you may find a tree in somebody's yard they have, you know, but they don't raise no peaches.